Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the Entire Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And I just thank and praise God for another opportunity. I give reverence to God, who is and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight, on this afternoon. God is just extraordinary. He's just an awesome God. And I just thank him tonight. I give God praise, and I give him glory on today. I magnify his holy name. So I just want to just thank God on today. I want to give him worship for being on our radio broadcast this afternoon. And we're going to get ready to for our worship service. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order in just a minute. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have our going to a testimony. I just want everyone to just get in tune with God and know that he's able.
So many issues.
Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herbs. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. I have just read you from Psalm 37 from the first verse down to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, today I come humbly before your throne of grace, God. We ask you right now, Lord, to forgive us right now for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come confessing now and repenting now and asking you to forgive us, Lord, for anything, for every unknown and unknown sin, Lord. And we ask your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. God, we come right now in the name of Jesus, just giving you all the praise today. We give you all the glory today. We magnify your holy name today. Lord, we come right now, Lord, and first of all, we come binding the strong man from our lives. We bind up the strong man from our radio broadcast, every witch and every warlock and every wizard. We bind them right now. We cast them out and we command them to go. Every enemy, every demon that's on assignment, your assignment is canceled in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you today to send your anointing down, Lord. Send a shift in the atmosphere right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you now to bless everyone under the sound of my voice on today, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to bless them in the way that they need you to bless them, Lord. You know what they stand in need of, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to let your word come and let it come like thunder. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you on today, Lord, to bless everyone, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover them in the blood of Jesus right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you now to let Deborah, in the name of Jesus, decrease, that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit increase, and minister to us on today, Lord. Let your anointing come. Let your power fall. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise today, and we give you glory on today. We magnify your name today. Lord, we worship you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll be so careful, Lord, to give you all the praise and all the glory. We'll be careful to give you all the honor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, and we ask all in Jesus' name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We just give God all the praise today and all the glory in the name of Jesus. We give him all the praise and all the glory today. I just thank and praise God today for him being who he is in the name of Jesus in our lives on today. I give God praise. We're going to get ready for our testimony service on today. I thank and praise God today. God's been mighty good today. He is such an awesome God. I just love God. God, I love you today. We love you today, Lord. We magnify you today, Lord. I give him praise. You know, he didn't have to wake me up this morning. But he did. And I thank God. He didn't have to start me on my way, but he did. He didn't have to give me all the activities of my limbs, but he did. He didn't have to let my heart beat at the right time for the right beat. He didn't have to let the blood flow warm through my veins, but he did. And I give God praise on today, and I give him glory on today. He didn't have to do anything, and I don't take nothing he do for me for granted. God is such an awesome God. I give him praise, and I give him glory on today. God is good. He is good, and I thank him today. I thank him for his spirit. I thank him for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for doing everything that he do. I thank God for my up, and I thank God today for my down. I thank God for my hills, and I thank God for my valleys. I thank him today, Lord. I give you praise. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. Hallelujah. And I give you praise. Hallelujah. I give you glory. Hallelujah. And I give you praise, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you're worthy. Huh? You're worthy today, Lord. You're worthy today, Lord. You're worthy, Lord, of the praise today. You're worthy of all of the worship. Yeah, Lord, you're worthy today. I give God praise. I give him glory. God is good. Good. He's good to me. God is good to me. And I thank him. He's a perfect God in everything that he do. And I give him praise. Hallelujah. And I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give God praise. And I give him glory. Is there any other testimony? Because I could stay right there all day long. Do we have any more testimonies today from God? He's such an awesome God. Yes. Well, we don't have any more testimonies. Let me see, I guess I play some kind of music and then I go into the Word of God.
When your name is called, prove the doubt is wrong. God, you're still mine and strong. So find the love for me and help my unbelief.
Yeah, God.
So I can tell all my friends.
Yeah, God. Hallelujah.
That you have won again.
Hallelujah.
Let the power.
Let the power fall, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Yeah, God, hallelujah. Woo, let the Spirit fall, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Need your power, Lord. Yes, Lord. I need your power, Lord. Yes, God. I need your power, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I can't do it by myself, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. God is such a good and awesome God. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You're so worthy to be praised today, God. Hallelujah. We're going to go into the Word of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God, thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, thank you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're going to, the Word of God going to be coming. We're going to talk about becoming from John chapter 14. John 14, chapter, verse 6. Well, I guess I better start with 1. Verse 1 instead of verse 6. I'm just going to read to verse 6. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Going to talk a little bit about, we're just going to talk a little bit about, won't be long, one way. One way. It's only one way to get to the Father. Only one way to get to the Father. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we know that we got to go through Jesus in order to get to the Father. There are not many ways to the Father in heaven. Only one way. It's only one way to get there. You got to accept Jesus in order to get to his Father. You got to accept him as your Lord and Savior. You got to accept him. You got to. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We can only be saved by Jesus. We can only be saved through Jesus. It's only one way. One way. And that's the way we need to go. That's the way what we need to do. That's what we got to do. That's what the Word of God says. Only one way. Acts 5:31 said, him have God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. It's only one way. I don't care whether we can be nice, we can be kind, we can do this, we can do that, but until we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, you won't be going to the Father. You got to accept him. You can't say, well, I love. You got to accept Jesus. And you got to surrender. You got to repent. You got to bow down. You got to accept Jesus. There is no other way. Not no other way. It won't work. No other way. It's only one way to get to the Father. And that's through Jesus. Go. You got to stop by home first. You got to hit the home court first before you can go to the Father. One and 31 says, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, and he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Only one way. No other way to get to the Father but by us going through Jesus Christ. Jesus, the Son of God. That's the only way we're going to get to him, to the Father. We got to stop by the Son. You know, it's an order to that thing. Now, when Jesus left, he left the Holy Ghost. But you have to still go through Jesus to get through to the Father. If you don't go by Jesus, you won't never make it to the throne room, to the throne of God, because you gotta go by there. You gotta stop by Jesus first. You gotta accept Jesus first. Else it won't work. Hebrews 9:8 says, the Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiness of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then presented, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meat and drink and direst washings and corner audience imposed on them until the time of the Reformation. So the fact that only the high priest, Jesus Christ, could go into the Holy of Holies. Now, we had high priests, but the fact that they was the only ones that could go in there, and that he had to go each year, signifying that no final offering for sin was made in the Old Testament times, and that the offering that were made could not cleanse the conscience. Regulations concerning the body. Reformation, the change brought about by the complete sacrifice of Jesus Christ and his entry into heaven. So the priest used to go in for the people in the Old Testament, but that wasn't enough, that he had to send Jesus for the sins of us, of everybody. He had to send his son for us, for our sins. Because the priest, the blood of animals and the blood of other things could not do it anymore. But God had to send his son. He had to send Jesus to die for us on the cross for our sins. God is so good, and he knows just what we need, and he knows just what to do for us. God is such an awesome God. He knew to send his son. He knew to do. He knew he was going to have to make that sacrifice. Nobody else would do it, but God did it for us. He loved us just that much. Well, he sent his only begotten son. I thank God on today. I thank God today. 1 Timothy 2:5-6 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all of us to be testified in due time. When I tell you, can't but one man do it. One man messed it up, and the other one man straightened it up. I'm telling you, Adam caused it and messed it up, but it only took one man to die and straighten it up for all of us. And I thank God for Jesus. I'm telling you, I give God all the praise today. God is so good. If he had not sent Jesus, where would we be at? What would we do? I don't know. I don't know. We would be in a burning hell. That's where we would be. I'm telling you, God is such an awesome God, and he loved us before we could love ourselves. God is awesome. I'm telling you, he died for us, and the only way you're going to get to the Father is through Jesus Christ. That's the only way. Acts 13:23 says, of this man's seed have God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. When John had first preached before his coming, tell you, the only way we're going to get to the Father is through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And everything I'm saying coming right out the Word of God. It's coming right straight out the Word of God. When I tell you, because it's all right. We got to know that that's the only way we're going to get to see Jesus, the Father, if we accept Jesus. We have to know this. Ain't no salvation unless you can accept Jesus. None. Not nothing. You got to accept Jesus today. 2:1-21 says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. There's confirmation after confirmation after confirmation. What more? What more do you need? You don't need any more. The book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. That's his genealogy. That's his background. Jesus Christ. The name Jesus is from the Greek and Latin for the Hebrews, Yeshua, which means the Lord is salvation. Christ, our salvation. Christ is from the Greek. for the Hebrews, Messiah, meaning anointed one, son of David, was highly popular messianic title of the time. We got to know, we got to accept Jesus. I know everybody know that. Accept Jesus Christ. Accept him. Because he is who we need for everything. In this last day and time, we need Jesus. We need him every day. We need to get up in the morning. We need to shake ourselves. When we open our eyes, we need to be trying to tell Jesus, even before we put our feet on the floor, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you. You didn't have to do this, but thank you. Some of us don't know who Jesus is. Oh, that he is. Oh, he died for our sins, but Jesus, he's our righteousness. Jesus is our salvation. Jesus is our refuge. He everything. He's a mighty rock. Jesus is our help. Jesus is a wonder in your soul today. Jesus is the creator. He is the everlasting. He is your leading coach. That's who Jesus is. He's the consuming fire. Jesus. The way, the truth, and the life, that's who Jesus is. He's everything. He's our way in, and he's our way out. That's who he's, a wise God, King of kings, Lord of lords. That's who Jesus is. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. That's who he is. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's the healer. Yes, he's who he heals us from every disease. He's a Jehovah Tiskanu. He's our righteousness. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's our peace. Yes, he is. That's who Jesus is. He's Jehovah Rana. Rona. He's our shepherd. And we shall not want him. We should be warned for none. Because Jesus died for us. And all we have to do is trust in him. He's everything to us. Jesus is that. And he's all of that and more. He's my leaning post. I know that. He's who I lean on. He's who I need. He's the way maker. When it seemed to be no way, open every door. He opened doors no man can close. And he closed them that no man can open. That's who he is. That's who Jesus is. To me, he's perfect. Marriage bait. Rose of Sharon. Lily of the Valley. Bright and morning star. That's who he is. Died for us on the cross. That's who Jesus is. Jesus did it for you, and he did it for me. And I thank God that he died and he rose. I thank God today that Jesus died for me. I thank God that he died and he shed his blood, the blood of Jesus, the shed blood. Jesus died on the cross for your sins and mine, for all of our hang-ups. Jesus died for us, Lord. Jesus died for all of us. Yes, he did. He died for the prostitute. He died for the drug addict. He died for the murderer. He died for the liar. He died for every backslider. He died for all of us. He died for the homeless. He died for us today. I'm telling you, and I'm telling you now, that God raised him. The Father raised him from the dead. Yes, he did raise him. He did. He didn't come down from the cross. He didn't have to die. He gave his life for your sins, all of my hang-ups, every lie I told, Jesus died. Every sin that I committed, Jesus died. Everything that I did, Jesus died. I'm telling you right now, Jesus is perfect in every way. He's perfect in everything he do. He's perfect. We could none but a perfect Savior die for our sins. Not, the priest can do it no more. They blood of animals and bulls and calves, and they put I thank God. I thank the Father for sending Jesus to die for us. Yes, Lord. I thank you right now. I thank you for shedding the blood. I thank you for the shed blood of Jesus. I thank God on today. I give God praise and I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give God praise and I give him glory. I thank him for Jesus. I thank Jesus today for the Holy Ghost. I thank him today. I thank God. Thank God. It's only one way. It's one way. One way. It's one way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come in to the Father but by me. Yes, but by Jesus. Nobody can get through. I don't care what you do. I don't care how you do it. If you don't accept Jesus, you can't come in. You can stand and knock all day. You can do whatever you think you can. You can go out there and be nice. You can go and do what you do. But if you do not accept the Savior, you will not get in. You can knock all day. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God on today. I'm just so thankful. I just sit around him and I just think about him, how good God is to me. 65 years old. Yes, Lord. With some kind of heart thing that I don't even care about. I just thank God on today. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God for everything that he do. I thank God. I'm 65 years old. I know in the name of Jesus, I thank him that he kept me. I thank him that he never left me. I thank God for washing me in the blood of the Lamb. I thank God for healing me. I thank God for providing for me. I thank God because he sanctified me. He set me apart. I thank God that he's my shepherd and I shall not want him. I thank him today that he's everything to me. He's my holy of holies. He's everything. God is my way maker. God is everything. I thank him today. I thank him for sending his anointing. I thank him for sending his anointing. I thank him for sending the word. I thank him today, Lord. I just give him praise in the name of Jesus. I give him praise. I give him worship. He's so worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He says, no, he's worthy. Yeah, Lord. I give you praise. I know. In the name of Jesus. God, he's all right today. God is everything. Hallelujah. And today, in this time, in this season, we got to show up. Be seeking him. We got to show up, be looking for the Lord. We got to be born when we don't feel like born. We got to pray when we don't feel like praying. And we got to call on him when we don't feel like talking to nobody. You better talk to the Lord. And God is good, and he's good all the time, I tell you. God, hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, thank him. Thank you for your anointing today. I thank you, hallelujah. I thank you for deliverance today. I thank you for healing today, Lord. I thank you today. Thank you today. I thank you today. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, hallelujah. We give God the highest praise. We give him the highest praise today. We give God glory today. I thank God that he is the only way. I don't care what we try to do. I don't care which way we try to go. If you don't go through Jesus, you won't get there. If you don't depend on Jesus, when I say depend on him, I mean depend on him. You can't get out here talking about,
yeah, this and this and this. I'm going and ask Miss Jane, or I'm going to the bank. You better go to Jesus for every need. Let him turn the lawyer's heart. Let him turn it, or what, the doctor's decision, diagnosis. God, Jesus will do it for you. If he know you dependent on him, he'll never fail you. He'll never let you down. That's Jesus I'm talking about, the man who died for you, the man who rose for you, the man who healed you, the man who loved you before you was even out of your mother's womb, the man who set your destiny up. That man, Jesus, the creator, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. All of your righteousness, everything you need, Jesus. When I tell you, I'm so grateful. We ought to be grateful to God. We ought to be grateful to God. God is awesome. You should never wake up and get up off that bed and go about your business without thanking the Lord for waking you up, putting you on the right track. God is a healer. I just thank God today. That thing been resonating in my spirit, and every time I try to write something down, he'll mess it up. He'll change up. He don't want me writing nothing down. Not even the title of the subject. But I thank God that he'll speak through you. All you got to do is be obedient and study. I thank God. I ain't trying to please no man. I'm trying to please God. I'm trying to impress God. I don't care what nobody say about me. I don't care about no degrees. Yeah, I got my PhD. I don't care about no piece of paper. I'm trying to please God. I don't care about that stuff, apostle. I'm Deborah D., a servant of the Most High God. Glad to serve God. A child of God. I ain't worried about all that other stuff. I'm trying to get into the kingdom. I'm trying to have my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm trying to do what God called me to do. I ain't got nothing over here in a little old basement, but I'm grateful. I got a voice that God gave me to call on the name of Jesus. And I don't worry about nothing else. If I ain't got no food, he'll feed me. If I ain't got nothing to put on, he's going to clothe me. He'll give me a right mind. If he do it for me, he's going to do it for you. And I thank God today. I thank God on today. The word of God for the people of God. I'm going to get ready to go in our altar prayer. We got an altar call, an altar prayer. I shouldn't have to pray nothing. We should already be filled up to the brim. But it's all right with me, because I thank God on today. I thank God because the ground, I'm standing on top of the ground, and the ground not standing on me. I thank God today. People are not grateful to be breathing God's air. But I'm so grateful today. I don't take nothing. I ain't got nothing but a cabbage, a pack of noodles. I don't care what it is. People don't think that's food. I think that God provided for me. Whatever it is, a potato. I remember when I didn't have nothing. I'm still here. I'm still living. I'm still healthy. I'm still full of God's grace. I thank him today. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord. that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come, we confess if we've sinned, and I know we have, because he said if we say we don't sin, we're a lie. I've sinned, and I ask your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, please forgive us today and wash us, cleanse us, and cover us in your blood, Lord. Father, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover their families, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover them, Lord, in the name. Wrap your arms around them today, Lord. I don't care where they at, Lord. I don't care what they doing, Lord. Wrap your arms around them. The blood of Jesus covers them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, can't nobody get them right like you can. Can't nobody do what you can. Lord, I'm asking you today to get them right, Lord, and cover them now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If I'm lying, Lord, you do something. You get me right. In the name of, can't nobody do it like you can. Nobody can do the things that you can, Lord. I'm asking you today. I surrender today. Lord, take it all, Lord. I give myself to you, Lord. In the name, I yet I know about this. In the name of Jesus, I give myself to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I surrender today, Lord. Whatever it is about me, Lord, if not like you, Lord, take it away, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If I'm cussing, take it, Lord. If I'm hateful, take it, Lord. If I'm angry, if I'm bitter, take it, Lord. I want to be like Jesus. I don't want to be like no man, God. I'm asking you today to fix me, Lord. Fix me, Lord. My heart is already made up. My mind already made up. My heart is fixed. Lord, I'm asking you today, Lord, to bless everyone, Lord. Bless them right now, Lord. You know what they stand in need of today. You know, Lord. You know, Lord. Don't nobody know like you know, Lord. You know every hair that's on our head, every strain, Lord. I'm asking you today to fix it for them, Lord. Do it today for them, Father, if they in pain. Heal them today. Touch them. Those behind prison walls. Those in penal institutions. Those in the hospitals. Those that got the virus. Those that's just sick and shut in. All of those that's sick. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, Lord, to touch right now, Lord. Touch them right now, God. Touch them right now, Lord. Do it for them, God. Those the little babies in neonatal intensive care units, Lord, all the people in intensive care units, Lord, I know all they need is a touch from you. All you got to do is blow on them because you are consuming fire, Lord. You consume them, Lord, and wake them up. Do whatever you need to do. I know you can raise the dead. You can heal the sick, Lord. I know you can. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you today. I thank you today. I thank you today. I thank you. Hallelujah, but see the end. Oh, yeah, Lord, I thank you. I thank you today. I thank you for every prophet on this line. I thank you for every apostle on this line. I thank you today, Lord. I thank you today, Lord. Bless them right now. Bless them right now, God. Bless them right now, God. In the name of Jesus, you know who they are. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Fill them up. Fill them up, Lord. Fill them up, Lord. Fill them to the top, Lord. Fill them up with your anointing, God. Put that word down in them, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, anoint them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Anoint them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today to provide for them. Whatever it is, God, provide for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is, God, do it for them today. Do it for them today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And I ask you today to bless every one of my grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. Bless them. You know what they need. Bless them, God. Bless them, God. Bless them, Lord. Let them walk in holiness. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless God. Bless them. Bless Apostle Dean's on today. in the name, bless all of his children and grandchildren and great grandchildren. Just keep them all covered under the blood. Bless every apostle, every prophet, every bishop, every pastor, every teacher, every preacher, every evangelist, every missionary, every minister, every priest that you call, Father, and you ordain, you anointed, God. And yes, Lord, bless them and their families all over this earth. Yes, God, all over the earth, your children. Bless them all over the earth, Lord, in the lowest valleys, Lord. Bless them in the highest mountains, God. Bless them. Do it for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them know it's only one way that they can get to see to the Father. And it's the only one way, but by Jesus. Lord, I ask you to let them all accept Jesus. Let every one of them accept them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let them all come running to what they must do to be saved. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today. And we'll be so careful today, Lord, to give you all the praise, to give you all the glory, and give you all the honor. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We just thank and praise God. We give God all the praise on today. We give God all the glory on today. I've just been full all day. And I don't apologize for it. I just thank God. I'm telling you, I know God going to do something. I know. So I just thank God on today. We sit around and, you know, we think about things, but we got to keep our mind fixed on the Lord. We got to keep our mind fixed on God. Keep your mind fixed because it's some heavy things coming up. It's some heavy things coming up. But, honey, when I tell you God is still in control, he's still in control. And I thank him for it. I thank God for everything that he does. And I want everybody to know that God knows your name. He knows everything about you. He knows what you're going through. He knows. So I want to encourage every one of us today to keep the faith. Be encouraged. If it don't work this way, go to another way. Always go to Jesus first. Always go to him first. Always go to him. We got to trust in the Lord. This is the only way. He's the only way. He is the only way. So I thank God on today. I'm not going to hold you too much longer. I'm just been full. And I love God. And y'all know I love him. And I've done every way, everything I can. So. But anyway, we're going to get ready to get out of here. I thank and praise God. We'll be back on Tuesday, and we're going to talk about some things on Tuesday. We're going to talk about some things on Tuesday. And we're going to talk about that scripture I was saying on Tuesday. But I love y'all. Y'all have the rest of a good day. Today is the day that the Lord has made. So we're going to just rejoice in it. You all have a good day. God love you. I love you too. Be blessed.
He will stand by.
God bless you. God love you, and I love you too. Have a good night. God bless.